this is what it is. Milk that's been stored for a while or is starting to go bad.
We use the word clabbered for that.
Clabbered, okay. Now, what could you make out of clabbered milk?
We use cottage cheese.
Okay. Was your mother much of a baker?
You bet she was. She baked a lot.
Maybe you could tell me some of the sort of things she would bake.
Well, I was downtown here the other day, and there's an old dude down there. I expect he's 85 years old, and he used to work for my folks back when I was about 20. And we'd go down there and spin yarns, and after he'd left, this one kid says to me, he says, "Old Bob was really bragging about the cinnamon rolls your mother used to make."
Cinnamon rolls, huh?
And by golly, that's been 45 years ago. As before we was married, it's been almost 50 years ago.
They must have real staying power then.
Yeah, she'd use a lot of caramel syrup and stuff. She'd really, they were good, no doubt about it.
Wow.
She baked bread a lot.
Yeah, any particular kinds? Or?
No, not really. Just white bread.
Ever with corn?
No. If she wanted to give us a treat, she'd make raisin bread. She'd put a bunch of raisins in the dough, That was good, too.
Made white bread. Never wheat?
Never wheat. I don't ever remember her making wheat bread.
What is that stuff they put in the dough to make it rise?
Yeast.
Uh-huh. Okay. What if you were to, if you were thirsty and you wanted a soft drink, what is the term you would use for a soft drink if you were telling your wife or a grandchild or someone to get something out of the refrigerator for you? Would you call it a soft drink?
Probably not. Probably call it pop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see.
If there wasn't some lemonade mixed up or something.
Yeah, I'm glad. What about... do you know of any names for unlicensed liquor, I guess, during Prohibition years?
Well. Now, homebrew would have been one name for it.
Uh-huh.
Bootleg would have been a name for it. That'd be about the two I'd come up with.
Did they ever use moonshine, or was that different?
Yeah, moonshine would sure be a term they'd use too, you bet. They'd use all three of those terms.
I see. Okay, great. I'm not sure, but sometimes at church socials or potluck dinners, they have you bring a hot dish.
Covered dish?
Is that what they would call it, covered dish?
That's what
any other name they might use? Is that the same as a casserole, or?
Not to me. It wouldn't be the same.
How would they be different?
Well, a casserole is something that you mix up in one dish. I mean, it's just a meat and noodles or meat and
okay.
I can't think of what else you
in a, hot dish would be more just the container itself.
A covered dish would be a salad or a hot vegetable or a...
I'm just trying to see if it was recording at that distance.
So a
covered dish could be anything, but a casserole is definitely something that's hot. I see. Okay, great. Do you ever have cookouts here where you cook ribs over a fire?
A barbecue?
Uh-huh.
We don't go in for it much. A lot of people do.
Is that what it would be, though, generally, cooked over a fire?
A barbecue? Mm-hmm. Yes, I think so.
What about, I guess the first thing when you get up in the morning, you have a cup of...
coffee?
Uh-huh.
You bet. I bet you don't.
No, I don't. I don't even know what I'm missing.
This lad's a Mormon, see? I know a lot about him.
When we're done, though, I'm going to know more about you, though. After 3 hours of this, I'd write your life story.
I told him if he wrote a book, I wanted part of the royalty.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that your mother made cinnamon rolls. Were there any other types of cakes she would make?